As we've just heard, there's a lot of concern over declining sage-grouse numbers, and a lot of effort is going into keeping the birds from being included on the endangered species list. Part of that effort involves studying which aspects of human activity are most problematic.
A new study published in the journal Conservation Biology examines how human-made noise, particularly the noise associated with gas development, affects sage-grouse. We're joined now by Jessica Blickley, one of the authors of the report. She says her study is part of an ongoing effort to understand exactly what it is about energy development that most affects the birds.
There have been a lot of studies that have documented the effects of natural gas development on sage-grouse and have found that there are major impacts to populations when there's natural gas development. But what was unclear is exactly what aspects of the development were affecting the birds. So we were really interested in separating out noise effects from other impacts of the development to see if those noise effects alone were detrimental to the birds.
And so how did you go about studying this? How do you separate sort of noise from all the rest of development that's going on?
It turns out to be a little bit challenging, but the nice thing about noise is that you can actually play it back via speakers. You know, so you can actually introduce it in an area without having any of the other effects that are associated with the noise in areas where there is development. So we put speakers out on sage-grouse leks and then played back noise 24 hours a day throughout the breeding season for several years.
And what did you find? What was the upshot?
Well, as you might expect, the sage-grouse don't really like the noise very much. We found major declines in attendance for males on leks that had introduced drilling noise and leks that had introduced road noise relative to other leks that were similar but didn't have the noise playback.
So in other words, just fewer males actually came to breed.
Yes, so fewer males showed up, and we're now looking at effects on behavior, and we're finding that the males actually change their signaling behavior, so they alter the way that they are displaying to females, and then we've also seen effects on stress levels, and it looks like the males on the leks with noise had elevated stress as well.
So does that make a big difference for their reproduction? I mean, do they actually then produce fewer babies?
It has the potential. Certainly, the declines in attendance, if males aren't showing up to leks, then you know, they may not be reproducing at all if they can't find another lek that is more suitable. Stress can certainly affect reproduction. Another thing that can do is also affect immune response to things like West Nile virus, which is a big threat to sage-grouse. And then females also are using the male's display to select a mate, and if the males are changing their displays as a result of the noise, the females may or may not respond favorably to that. So there are a lot of unknowns in terms of what the actual effect is going to be, but it certainly is obvious that there is an effect.
Do the birds respond differently to different kinds of noises? I mean, different sounds, different pitches and frequencies and things like that?
So in our study, we played back two different types of noise. We played drilling noise, which is a very low frequency but continuous noise. It's kind of a rumble with some other, you know, sounds that are associated with it. But it's pretty much going all of the time. And the other type of noise that we played back was road noise, which is also low pitch, but it's much more intermittent, so we had vehicles passing by every couple of minutes. And we found that the road noise actually had a much bigger effect on attendance than the drilling noise, even though the drilling noise was overall much louder. It was sort of an unexpected result because, to me as a researcher sitting out near the lek and listening to it, the drilling noise seemed much more annoying. But then again, I'm not a sage-grouse, so it may be that having that intermittent source was kind of produced a startle response and was more disruptive to the birds, whereas they could get used to having the drilling noise, which was more constant in the background.
Well, do we have any ideas about why the noise affects sage-grouse the way it does? I mean, is it sort of a sense of aesthetics, like for the same reason that people might not want to live right next to a big highway, sage-grouse might not want to live next to a noisy drilling operations?
Well, that certainly could be one part of it, but one of the reasons why we really wanted to study noise in particular, among all of the other impacts that natural gas development might have, is because sound is really important to sage-grouse breeding behavior. So the males are producing these complex visual and acoustic displays in the spring to basically get the females to come and mate with them. And if there's a lot of noise in the background, that makes it harder for females to hear the males. And so that could certainly have a big impact on their breeding success.
So if oil and gas production were quieter, would sage grouse be less disturbed by it? Is that sort of what your study is suggesting?
One of the reasons why we wanted to study the impacts of noise is because we know that development is going to happen no matter what, but if we can find out what aspects are most disturbing to the grouse, it's possible that we can make it happen in a way that will cause less harm to them.
Such as making certain aspects of it quieter, or things like that.
Such as making, now that we've found that noise has a negative impact on attendance at Lex, by making the development quieter, hopefully we can reduce those impacts. That will actually have to be tested in the field. We don't know that for sure yet, but it does suggest that having noise regulations to reduce how loud it is out in development fields will be good for grouse.
Do you have any follow-up studies planned on this topic?
We have continuing work out studying the same population that we were looking at, but it's more of a sexual selection study. In terms of studying the noise, we're looking at we're developing some landscape-level models to basically see if we can determine how loud is too loud for sage grouse. This study was good for figuring out whether noise was a problem. Now, what the really big question is how loud can we make it without causing a problem for the grouse?
All right. Well, Jessica, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yes, it was great to talk to you as well.
That was Jessica Blickley talking about the effects of human-made noise on sage grouse.